The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
منبر. A lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Brother Hasnain Rajab Ali.
All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He deserves all praise because all good originates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all good returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we remember Allah often, it means that we are on the right side, which means that we are thinking of good deeds, doing good and preventing evil. For when we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our nature, our fitrah resonates with the presence of the divine. And Allah loves when people remember Him all the time. As Allah says, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Reaching a level of firm footing is the conversation that we need to focus on. And Allah loves, Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah loves the patient ones. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah loves those who are firm and steadfast. Because Allah has made their feet strong, their hearts strong. So notice these who are now going and asking Allah for firmness of footing. You and I are in a precarious world today. This pandemic has caused many, many uncertainties. You have to find a silver lining. Sure, there is a silver lining that families have gotten together. There's greater realization of the values of social interactions. That we appreciate now that when we get together, which we used to before, which now has been limited, unfortunately, for a limited time. Even these presentations are done in virtual methodologies. But nothing beats live presentations. Nothing beats having an audience and feeling the energy of the other human being. These are precarious moments. These are moments that are very uncertain. And then to top it off, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help us, are you really there? And sometimes we demand from Allah certain things, and we put certain demands towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they may not be good for us. And suddenly we start to lose faith in Allah, thinking that Allah is not answering our prayers. So you and I need to pray as follows. He said, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا. The extremes that we have done, the wrong that we have done, the transgressions that we have done against our duties. You see? Then, what do they say? وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Strengthen our footing. Establish us. And help us against those who are the rejectors, the troublemakers of society, the evildoers. Strengthen us. They say in the story of Talut, interesting, very interesting foreshadowing. Almost when you study the Quran, it's just an amazing, conversation that takes place where you find that as he's going, he's choosing his army that's going to fight Goliath. Very interesting. Goliath was a giant, and in his period, everybody was afraid to meet Goliath. So there was a trial that was placed upon them, that there was a river. And Talut says, those who don't drink from this river will join me. Interesting. The Quran mentions this. Those who don't drink from this river will join me. It's very interesting.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the story of Talut, who set forth with his armies. And Allah is now telling us that Talut said to his people, Allah will test you at the stream. And if any of you drink its water, you will not join my army. Only those who taste not of it will go with me. Now listen to this story. It's very interesting. In verse 249 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a mere sip out of the hand is excused, but they all drank of it except a few. Meaning the army that was going with Talut, they all drank of it. They said, listen to why they drank. They said, today we cannot cope with Jalut. We cannot cope with Goliath. He's too big a giant. We're scared. Subhanallah. But Allah says, but those who are convinced that they must meet Allah, meaning those who had iman. In other words, قَالَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُ اللَّهِ كَمْ مِنْ, meaning those who knew, فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَةٍ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَثِيرَةً بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Subhanallah. If you look at the sentence they made, they said, this day we cannot cope with Jalut and his forces. But those who were convinced that they must meet Allah said, how often by Allah's will has a small force vanquished a big one? Meaning a small group of people have defeated a large group. Look at the foreshadowing of this conversation in the time of Dawood, centuries prior to this event of Karbala, where the foreshadowing is taking place by the river of drinking. I mean, the analogies are incredibly powerful. Powerful. And then Allah concludes, Wallahu ma'as-sabirin. Meaning Allah is with the patient ones. You find Ismail is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be among the patients. Satajidin inshallah min as-sabirin. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the master of sabirin. Alladhina idha asabatuhum musiba, qalu inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ulaika alayhim salawatu min rabbihim wa rahmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. It says, when they advanced to meet Goliath and his forces, so they reached in front of Goliath, they prayed the following. Walamma barazul lijalut, they recited, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala alqawm alkafirin. They prayed. They said, oh Allah, first of all, pour into us constancy of patience. Meaning, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabran. Pour upon us. Give us this power of patience. You and I are in a precarious situation in the world today. We're going through trials and tribulations. We're going through family issues, economic issues, health issues. How many loved ones we've lost. Every single day I get a phone call of somebody dying or a group of people dying. It's a very precarious situation. How do we become steadfast? How do we take this, you know, the good word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how do we raise its tree and its fruits so that it becomes a good word for humanity? It's under this condition that we must pray. And what did they pray? أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا وَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. And help us. Strengthen our feet. You and I should every day be reciting this.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Azim Alim Halim Hakim Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.